Unit 8. Healthy Living. Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1. Directions. Listen to the talk and choose the best answer to each question you hear on the tape. People today are running, jumping, jogging, and dancing. If they don't have time to go to an exercise class, they watch a fitness program on TV and do the exercises at home. I have a lazy friend who doesn't think all this exercise is good for people. He said, "My doctor told me jogging could add years to my life." He must be right, because I feel 10 years older already. Of course, the doctor meant that exercising would help my friend live 10 years longer, and not that it would make him feel older. My own doctor says that running is healthy, and I think he's right. He says that it's especially good for the heart, the legs, the ankles, and the economy. "How does it help the economy?" I asked. "When you run," he replied, "you're helping to provide jobs for people who make sneakers and running pants, and for doctors who treat people for feet and back problems." My wife says she doesn't have time to exercise. She says the only way she can exercise is to shop faster. The faster she walks, the more calories she burns. It makes sense. I have a lot of friends who get in their cars and drive 3 blocks to their exercise class. If they are interested in exercise, why don't they walk to their exercise class? Well, I suppose some exercise is better than none. Exercising is very popular. It's amazing how much money people are willing to spend just to stay fit. It's also amazing how much pain they are willing to tolerate just to stay fit. 1. What is the main idea of the passage? 2. How many examples are mentioned in the passage? 3. What is the benefit of jogging, according to the doctor? 4. What is running good for, according to the passage? 5. Why does the speaker's wife like fast shopping? 6. How do the speaker's friends go to their exercise class? 7. Why is exercise so popular, according to the speaker? 8. What is the tone of the speaker? Exercise 2. Directions. Listen to the talk again and discuss the following questions in groups. 1. How does running help the economy, according to the doctor? Do you agree with him? 2. What is the most popular form of exercise on the campus? How do you keep fit? Listening 2. Exercise 1. Directions. Listen to the passage and answer the following questions.
The health benefits of chicken soup. When colds or flu attack, many people treat themselves to the comfort of warm blankets and hot chicken soup. Chicken soup has been shown to be more than just a comfort food, however. An ancient Greek manuscript written about 200 BC, describes how chicken soup can be used to treat respiratory disorders, such as cold and flu. In the 12th century, another Greek scholar wrote that chicken soup eases the symptoms people have when they have colds and flu. Modern research is showing that there is a basis for this old belief that chicken soup can help the common cold or other respiratory problems. Here is what scientists have learned. When a person gets a cold, the cold virus makes itself at home in one's nose, sinuses, and throat, resulting in swelling in these areas. The result is sore throat, headache, congestion, coughing, etc. One experiment showed that hot chicken soup can clear the congestion that comes with a cold. This experiment also showed that it wasn't just the steam from soup or tea or any other liquid that helps the blockage of sinuses. Chicken soup contains compounds that stop the swelling, which causes this problem. Scientists still don't know why chicken soup works, but they are sure that it does. They have also found that in order to be effective, the soup must be made with vegetables. Scientists think that it may be due to the presence of some helpful elements found in plants. Perhaps the best evidence for the effectiveness of chicken soup comes from the research of one scientist who found that chicken soup is rich in a chemical widely used in cold medicines. Thus, when your mother or grandmother tells you to eat chicken soup when you have a cold or flu, go ahead and enjoy it. You will be doing something worthwhile for your body as well as pleasing her.
Exercise 2. Directions. Listen to the passage again and fill in the blanks with the information you get from the tape. Exercise 3. Directions. Listen to the passage for the third time and discuss in groups the following questions. 1. What is the possible reason for the healthy effects of chicken soup? 2. What do you usually do when you have a cold or flu? Will you eat chicken soup if offered?